The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, January 19th, 2015. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 34th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines, coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what was the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included: The Baltimore Sun ran an announcement by the Shakespeare Theater Association to hold its 2017 conference in Baltimore, Maryland. Broadway World ran a story on Wherefore, Shakespeare in Raleigh, a six-month-long series starting this month that will feature six productions by local theater groups performing works by or inspired by Shakespeare. The Shelton Herald ran an announcement by Valley Shakespeare Festival of their 2015 season, including Hamlet and A Midsummer Night's Dream in Shelton, Connecticut. The Spectrum ran a story on Utah Shakespeare Festival, taking its recent production of Macbeth on a 14-week tour, including 65 performances at schools in Utah, Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, and Nevada. The Times of Higher Education in the UK ran a story on the publication of a new book, Forensic Shakespeare by Quentin Skinner, that delves into the use of legal rhetoric in Shakespeare's plays, focusing on the later tragedies and so-called problem plays. Playbill ran a story on the opening of Shakespeare in the Square's Romeo and Juliet at the Gym at Judson, running through February 8th. The New Shakespeareans out of Seattle, Washington, announced their next show, Julius Caesar, presented as a 90-minute performance combining an original monologue about Shakespeare's play with scenes from the actual play. The audience will take a key role in the show by voicing the lines projected onto a screen of the Roman mob. The New York Times previewed the upcoming production of Titus Andronicus by New York Shakespeare Exchange to run the last few weekends of January and the first few of February at the Here Arts Center in New York City. The Miami Herald previewed the production of The Tempest by Miami Shakespeare in the Park, running through the end of the month at a variety of locations in the Miami, Florida area. Broadway World previewed the upcoming all-female production of Titus Andronicus by Babes with Blades, running from late February through early April at Chicago, Illinois' City Lit Theater. The QC Times previewed the current production of Julius Caesar by the Prenzi Players, running through this weekend at the QC Theater Workshop in Davenport, Iowa. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer ran reviews on two Shakespeare-centric productions. The first, garnering positive notices, is the ACT presentation of James DeVita's one-man show, In Acting Shakespeare, the second being Seattle Shakespeare's Measure for Measure, about which the reviewer said, "It's hard to muster affection for any of the characters in this problematic play." The Seattle Times also reviewed Measure for Measure, calling the production that runs through the 1st of February at the Center Theater in Seattle, Washington, a clear introduction to a fascinating play. The Evening Standard reviewed Othello by Frantic Assembly, playing at the Lyric Hammersmith through the first week of February, calling the heavily edited, modern take on the play fierce and exciting. The Guardian also reviewed the production, saying that while a modern setting highlights the artifices of Shakespeare's plot, it's a bracing, coherent production worth seeing for an astonishing opening sequence alone. The Tampa Bay Times reviewed Twelfth Night by Jobsite Theater, saying the production that runs through February 1st at the Straz Center for the Performing Arts in Tampa, Florida, finds its secret weapon in Festy the Clown. And finally, Nashville Scene reviewed Twelfth Night by Nashville Shakespeare Festival, running through the end of the month in Nashville, Tennessee, calling it a joyous romp. Take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On January 14th, 83 BC, Mark Antony was born. A Roman general and politician, he served under Julius Caesar and was a member of the ruling Second Triumvirate after Caesar's death. He appears in both Julius Caesar and Antony and Cleopatra. Also on January 14, 1940, Trevor Nunn, famed British theater director, was born. He has in the past been artistic director of both the Royal Shakespeare Company and the Royal National Theater. On January 15, 1957, Akira Kurosawa's film adaptation of Macbeth, Throne of Blood, also known as Spiderweb Castle, premiered in Japan. Starring Toshiro Mifune as Washizu, acting in a Western style in contrast to Lady Macbeth's more kabuki-like style, this has been called the Samurai Macbeth. On January 16, 27 BC, the title Augustus was bestowed upon the first Roman emperor, Octavius Caesar, by the Roman Senate. Octavius plays a minor supporting role in Julius Caesar and a larger one in Antony and Cleopatra. On January 18, 1486, Henry VII married Elizabeth of York. This marriage joined the two warring houses of Lancaster and York, with their two emblems, the red rose and the white rose respectively, joined to combine and create the Tudor rose. On January 19, 1419, the French city of Rouen surrendered to Henry V during his second French campaign. This defeat of the French forced Charles VI to sign the Treaty of Troyes, marrying his daughter Catherine to Henry and declaring Henry King of France upon Charles's death. Of course, Henry predeceased Charles, but that's a whole nother tetralogy. And that was your week in Shakespeare. Listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending January 19th, 2015. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com, and we'll catch you next week.